The choices you make with your lifestyle, your money, every single day, influence your future. It is time to fight to make it better. This podcast is dedicated to you, to sharing ideas that you can use to take ownership of your financial future. Most Americans have little or no net worth. By being purposeful with what we earn, I know we can change that, and we must change that. I want you to learn this game. I want you to be better educated about your money. I want you to live a better life. Welcome to Money is Personal, the Briggs Financial Podcast. Let's go. Salutations, greetings, and hello. My name is Stephen Briggs. I am chairperson and CEO of Briggs Financial Incorporated. Welcome to Money is Personal, episode number 127. Would you buy, hold, or sell stock in you? Now, that's a loaded question, so let's start. We'll back off with a bit of information, some context, and dive into this. So, one of the things that I do as the person who builds our investment strategies is I take in a variety of different information, and then from there make some evaluations or judgments about where what types of investments we invest in, and you know to what extent we're invested in those things, and try to have that reflect what a client ultimately wants or needs for whatever their goals are, and ultimately hopefully have a success with that. There's no guarantee of success, obviously. That's kind of the nature of investing. But that it is the job or the task. And so one of the key pieces of information when I'm looking at a company and trying to decide how I feel about that company and what I think, you know, what I think its prospects are and whether I think it fits what we want or need for our clients, a document that's very important in that process is what is referred to as an income statement. Now, an income statement or a profit and loss statement, they're the same thing, shows a company's revenues, expenses, and ultimately how much the company made if it was profitable, or how much it lost if it isn't profitable, it's scary to me how many companies are publicly traded and lose money consistently. Very frightening. So in figuring out all of this, this calculation is done first by calculating all the income of all the different sources, and that's what's referred to as a business's total income. And then you add in gains from various sources. So if you sold some property one time for profit or something, you go ahead and add that as income. And then you're going to subtract all the expenses and losses, and that's what's referred to as total expenses. So this basic equation is as follows. If you take the total income of a business and subtract the total expenses from it, the net result of that is the profit, or what we refer to as net income. Now, with respect to looking at publicly traded companies, income statements are required to be published both quarterly and annually by these companies, if you're publicly traded. This gives company management and investors a chance to examine and evaluate the performance of the company, both currently and compared to the past, what we refer to as year-over-year performance. It gives us a chance to answer questions and ultimately be compared with other businesses in the same industry, or basically other competitors. How are they performing relative to how that business is performing? And ultimately, you take that information along with other data points, but this ends up being the information that ultimately helps, both current and prospective investors decide whether they want to buy more shares. Do they just want to hold on to the existing shares of the company? Or do they want to sell the stock of the company to do something else or do something different with because they feel like they can earn a better return elsewhere? So that all said, if we were to grade your household's income statement, so if we were to break down your income, get your total income figured out, subtract your total expenses, and said, let's letter grade your household's income statement, what grade would you give it? Would you say, eh, it's pretty average. There's some pluses and minuses. Did you give it a C? Would you look at it and go, wow, we earn a lot more than what we spend, and we're investing to all sorts of good stuff. I'd give that thing a big fat A plus. Or would you be picking one of the lower letters and you're going, no, we're not doing as well as we should be doing or need to be doing? I think it's important to kind of take stock of that, pun intended a little bit there, but take stock of what that is and really, I mean, I be honest with yourself about this point. If you were to take and look at your household's income statement and compare it to other households of a similar size and composition, how would they compare with each other? This is the same question I have whenever I could be looking at a company's, like I said, I look at this stuff all the time when it comes to looking at income statements of companies. So thinking about households in kind of the same way, kind of makes sense a little bit because a lot of the same inputs and outputs, they may look different on paper, but the function's the same. So that said, it stands to reason. Are we doing as well? Frankly, not just are we doing well, but are we, how are we stacking up? If we want to look at it, the proverbial look at the Joneses, thinking about it from don't look at, the size of their boat or the size of their house or whatever, or the niceness of their car, but think about it and go, how are we earning relative to them? How's that income statement look? And then finally, I'll ask the question today. If your household was a publicly traded company and you had stock out there, would you buy stock in your household? Would you hold on to it? Or would you sell your stock? Ooh. And I can, even though there's no one in the room or what have you, it's a good critical question. I think it's a way to think, at least get the mind kind of flowing on this a little bit differently. And that's what basically this episode is meant to be, as an introduction to the next two episodes that we're going to have of this podcast. So the next two episodes of Money is Personal are going to deep dive into each half of that net income equation. So next week's episode is going to discuss what goes into total income and what you can do to improve your income and make it more tax efficient. And then the following week, we're going to talk about expenses and what steps can be taken to improve that, and wrap that all up in that episode by talking, having some comments regarding the overall net income of your household. Now, here's the catch. Most financial planners will only talk about expenses and saving money and investing. And there are a few reasons why that's the case. One, it's where they make the most money. If they sell you a fund, or if they sell, get you, invested, and they're collecting a fee or what have you. And to be fair, we earn a fee for managing investments for clients as well. So this is, that I'm not going to sit here and point and not say it, things aren't, that we aren't doing business either. But they only talk about these things because that is where they make money. In many cases, it's also because of a lack of expertise, that most financial planners have little or no background with respect to how to develop income, how to develop career. And yet, when we look at the factors that contribute to someone being able to build lifetime wealth, can you do it on $75,000 a year? Yes. Is it far easier to do it on $150,000? Yes. Yes. And a lot more, or whatever numbers you want to compare with, let alone even more than that. But the bottom line is that it is crucial. If you want to improve your, improve and grow wealth, take a step back here. Let's walk this back. Improve the household income statement. Because if you improve the household income statement, if your household is more profitable, that is more money that can be invested, that can build long-term wealth. And here's an example of this. If you sit there and get a raise of $10,000 at work, and $10,000 for some is going to be a large number, and $10,000 for people, some people listening is going to be like, yeah, it's like less than 10% or 5% of my salary. Even just a $10,000 raise, which I figure will be about $7,000 after taxes, which is $583 a month. if you were to put that in to a fund, $583 a month with a 10% rate of return over 30 years, you're sitting on an extra $1.2 million. 30 years, 10% rate of return. Instead of that $10,000 raise going to buy stuff, if you're able to keep that as profit and being able to invest it, over a 30-year period of time, you'll have generated, you'll be sitting on about $1.2 million. And that's a really big deal. That concept's a really big deal. And this is why I want so much to get into this and really dig in a little bit in what these next two episodes are about. It's really about looking at your finances in a very different way by frankly showing you, lifting the curtain off, looking at them the same way I evaluate companies we consider investing in. Building strong household financial fundamentals. And what's amusing to this is I hear so many people from, whether it's CNBC or financial planner forums and trade groups and so on, try to discuss this as though it's like some sort of mystifying sorcery, all of this. And it really isn't. And a lot of the fundamentals that go into what makes a business a strong business from a fundamental standpoint are the same fundamentals, the same things that make a household a strong household from a financial perspective. A lot of the risks, I mean, you may have some different labels on it. The scale may be different. The scope may be different. But a lot of the same risks, a lot of the same rewards, a lot of the same ways of generating incomes and expenses and so on, these are not very different. There's far more, let's put it this way, there's far more in common between the corporate income statement and a household income statement than there is difference between the two. There's more the same than there is difference between the two, a lot of overlap. And so if we know what we feel like good business fundamentals are, there's no reason why that wouldn't translate in whole or at least in part to how we run our personal finances if only we knew how to break that down. And that's what the next 2 weeks are going to be about. So with that said, what I invite you to do is to take a look at your household statement and let's work through it together a little bit over this. So next week, like I said, we're going to take a look at total income. Week after that, we're going to look at total expenses and the overall net income, which is that total income minus your total expenses. And let's look at this thing from all angles in that regard and see what can be done to help improve it. You get your finances right out and let's, take a look at that as we're going through the podcast over the next couple of weeks. And some of this, by the way, some of it is making, there may be some choices. There may be some challenging choices you may have to face to want to improve this thing. Some of it may also fall into tax advantaging as well. I think that's another vector of expense that people don't necessarily put as much stock into when it comes to thinking about this stuff because it disappears out of your paycheck and you just don't think about it. But decreasing your tax liability can also be a means of improving your net income. Because if you could decrease taxes, you've decreased an expense against your gross earnings. So we'll be talking, like I said, there's plenty to talk about and unpack here, and that's what the next 2 weeks are going to be all about. So with that, I want to thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Money is Personal. Please make sure to follow, subscribe, share this thing with friends and family. If you have any questions, please let me know. Steven, Steven, @BriggsWealth.com. Thank you so much for listening. Have a tremendous week coming off of the Labor Day weekend. We have 4 months left this year. That's it. 4 months, and we are done with 2022, if you can believe that. We still have a third of the game to play. Let's make it a real strong third, so you're going, okay, through six innings, but we still have the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning of this ball game. So let's make sure we play through this. We run out every out. We give everything our absolute best effort here and see what we can do to make some real quality improvements here, even between now and end of year. Thank you so much. Have a great week. Be safe. Be well. And I'll catch you with the fresh episode on Total Income next week. Take care, everybody. Thank you for listening to Money is Personal, the Briggs Financial Podcast. Please follow Briggs Financial on Instagram and Facebook for more terrific personal financial stories and ideas. And check out our firm's website at www.briggswealth.com to schedule a free consultation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. This information is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Briggs Financial believes the information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but does not guarantee the accuracy of the information being provided. This information is not meant to be a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making financial or investment decisions and does not constitute a recommendation. Please note that the information provided may include references to concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not to be construed as legal, accounting, or tax advice, and is provided as general information to you to assist in understanding the issues discussed. This information is not meant as financial or investment advice pertaining to your personal situation. The selection of appropriate investment or planning options and/or strategies should be made on an individual basis after consultation with appropriate legal, tax, or financial advisors. Nothing contained herein is intended as a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any product or service mentioned, and they may not be suitable for all investors.